there, the apple and the tree, what was the key motivation behind writing the book?
Well, mostly that, like I said, everyone's favorite question is, what is it like to be Tun M's daughter? I just felt that a lot of people had a lot of misconceptions that, you know, you're elite of the elite, you have everything easy, everything is open to you and all that. And I would say really the best thing is if you go somewhere to a show or something, you always get pretty good seats. And that's about it.
Yeah.
But you also, like I said, you become a surrogate for all sorts of things that people project onto you. I used to, you know, I just walking around malls and I'd meet this, you know, women, totally strangers to me, and they come up to me and they hug me and kiss me. And then I realized, I am just a surrogate. It's not me they really want to hug and kiss,
Yes. You
know, but since they can't do the real thing, they'll do it to me, which is quite nice. That's a positive side of things. But there's also the negative. I'm also the surrogate for a lot of negative things that people want to put on my dad, what they think about him, and I get it instead. And so once I understood that, I thought, okay, that's okay. It's not personal. Yeah. It's not about me.
Yeah. So when was the time that you came to that realization? I mean, instead of becoming defensive, you tend to listen to people to understand where they're coming from, and you may not be able to please everybody.
I think many times, probably when I was doing the HIV work, because that really projected me out into the public. And to me, it's all about science, right?
Yes.
You know, this is how it's transmitted. This is how it works, and everything has to be evidence-based and all that. But I found that people were reacting to all the things that we wanted to do, not from a very scientific basis. They're just reacting to things. I realized that pretty easily. So basically, I had to sort of separate the wheat from the chaff, and the ones that I knew I really, really could not convince, because they're coming from a totally different angle, you know? They're coming from a political angle, and I'm not in that game. So I said, okay, those people I won't bother with. You know, I'll just do what I want, and I will stick to evidence. I remember doing a conference sort of thing where I had to talk, and I had to talk to parliamentarians from all stripes. And so that was a good opportunity for them to just come at me. And of course, they said, why are you always talking about countries that have AIDS? Why don't you talk about countries that don't have AIDS, you know, like Saudi Arabia? And of course, I had the figures and stats and everything to say that's not true at all. And I meet Saudi doctors at conferences. Why are they there, you know? So, yeah. So when they do come at me at a place like that, I have the opportunity to answer back.
That's true.
And I welcome that. But the ones who are just shouting, I think I'm very lucky that I was doing all that before the age of social media, you know? So it was much easier because it would take days for people to respond.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And you have time to reflect and, you know,
exactly.
Do any correction you need.
Exactly.
Why did you choose AIDS as a thing? Because that is one of the topics that I think there's a lot of stigma and discrimination around it. It was very, very interesting when I was going through the book that people still feel like, you know, they don't want to get even close to someone who has AIDS, you know, still think like,
if they know.
Yeah, so why did you choose that?
I didn't choose it.
It chose
me. I was aware there was this global epidemic going on. I had lost some friends to HIV at the time. This was like early 90s, late 80s, early 90s. One day I just got called asking me to join the board of the Malaysian AIDS Foundation. And really that was all about raising money. They thought I would be good at it. And I had done quite a bit of fundraising for other causes, so they knew I had that skill. Of course, you know, the idea of having the PM's daughter on the board, they thought would enhance the image and that sort of thing. What they didn't realize and what I didn't realize is that I would really take this cause to heart and I could work. Then it took 12 years, you know, 12 years of my life, which I'm extremely grateful for. I think it changed me as a person. It really made me grow. It exposed me to so many things I would never, never have had the opportunity.